WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. Listen to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Song on so many different dials, cause I got more hits than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack, man, I'm like a young gun, fully black.
It's Sunday night, chat, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR Live Chat. If you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You could use credit code RocketSock into Fortnite Item Shop because hashtag epic partner. WrestleMania season is very, very close to being fully upon us as we're, what, 2 weeks away from WrestleMania.
13 days.
It's a bit, we're getting close. We're on that road to WrestleMania. We're almost there. But our final pit stop before we preview the show is to talk about the past of WrestleMania with a tier list. And we'll explain the tier list and everything involved here in a moment. But I am the producer, joined as always by the intern.
Heyo!
And of course, the one and only Tim Stein.
That'd be me. Hi, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday night. I tell you that we were streaming live on twitch.tv/WTR Live, but Rock covered that in the opener.
I did.
Come join us in the chat room.
I said all that, yeah.
I said you said all that.
I know, and I'm agreeing that you said that I said all that.
And I'm agreeing that you said that I said that you said all that.
And I agree with all that, that you said that I said that you said that I said all that.
And then you said that I said that you said that I said that you said that I'm lost.
Just follow the directions to twitch.tv/WTLives and you'll be fine. You'll know where you're going.
What the hell are they talking about? Well, you know, we don't really have anything planned. We just wing it.
And we're just winging it. Anyway, but this is the one thing we do have planned. It's been planned for like a month, I think. Right, Brent? A month? 6 weeks?
Yeah, about that long.
So I came up with an idea. To do a WrestleMania tier list featuring 40 of the top WrestleMania matches of all time. And no, ooh, we're not here to talk about ooh-woo.
Ooh-woo!
No!
Ooh-woo.
No.
Okay. Anyway, here's the concept.
Ooh, can one of the categories be ooh-woo?
No.
Brent, hold up your hand.
No.
Look at it. Now slap yourself.
Anyway, going back to what we're talking about, we have a WrestleMania tier list of 40 of the best WrestleMania matches of all time. Here's the twist in the whole thing. Tonight on WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, Tim and Brent are going to create their own version and make a tier list. Then on Thursday on the rack, we're going to do the same thing. Myself and Lindsay, we're going to do it. Then on Saturday, Subway and Rob are going to do the same thing. And then we're going to, after it's all done, we're going to compare all three on social media and have a look at how they all looked and compared. Yes, we are.
This is going to be a cluster.
This is the whole gimmick. You've been well informed of this, but it's fine. Anyway, this is the plan. This is what we're doing, and we're kicking it off tonight. So, without further ado, we're gonna run down 40 of the best WrestleMania matches of all time. Yes.
Are you ever?
And it's been in our document, our sheet, for about 6 weeks on the schedule. So anyway, we'll kick it off. WrestleMania 15, Steve Austin versus The Rock. So the categories are main event, semi-main, mid-card, and opener. Where does Steve Austin versus The Rock for the WWE title fit at WrestleMania 15? What do you guys think?
Me first? Yes.
Yeah, you.
That one, main event.
Why?
Well, it was a fairly big deal for the first off for the WWE Championship. Was that not sort of the passing of the belt?
No.
Oh, it wasn't that one?
I mean, Austin beat him for the belt, but Austin had beat Shawn Michaels for the belt, and that was what people considered the passing of a belt more so than this one. Brent, do you agree with main event?
I would put it as a low main, like that border between main event and semi. We did get three Austin Rocks, but this was one of, I would say, probably the better.
I'll put it in main event. You say low and main event, so we'll keep that in mind as we go.
Sound about right?
Yeah. All right, Brent, I want you to give me opinion on this one. Bret Hart, Roddy Piper, Intercontinental title, WrestleMania 8. Where do you first rank it?
Semi-main event. Semi. You had Hart, Piper. Piper got progressively desperate throughout the match. Got to the point where he wanted to use the ring bell, didn't, was ultimately his downfall, but it was a good overall match between the two, but it was definitely not a main event.
So you say semi-main event. Tim, do you agree?
This is going to be controversial, maybe, but for me, that's an opener.
Oh!
And you know me, Brent, former booker, promoter, and always of the opinion that your opener should be one of your hottest matches of the night. Okay. There was a bit of a feud between these two leading up to this match. And as you were saying, Roddy kept getting more desperate, more desperate. The crowd was really into it. This would have
been
a great match to heat up the crowd.
Okay. It's not a literal opener. It's just like that would be, what,
a
C? Is it a D or a C or D? Rather than
a C is a mid card, a D would be the lower.
Well, if a main event would be S, A, B, and C, there would be no D.
Well, right, but I was just thinking A, B, C. Like if we just wanted to give it just an overall letter grade, A, B, C.
Yeah, so it's not literal opener. It's just where it's a catchy name for the level. So Brent has it at a B. You have it at a D. Do you kind where we go C? Mid-card as a...
Well, because apparently I did not completely understand your categories.
Reevaluation, Tim.
It's reevaluation time. Yep.
Oh.
I would actually give this one... I'd give this one... Too bad you can't do like plus or minus, but that's a tough... I'd give this one a B for me.
Okay, so
B. Okay, good. Okay, you guys were in agreement. All right, cool. That works. Undertaker, Kane, WrestleMania 14. Brent, where do you?
Taker, Kane, I would give mid card.
You agree, Tim? Mid card.
I was hovering between C and D, mid card and opener. Leaning towards mid card, but barely.
Okay, so as we go, it'll go further down.
Yeah, you start to kind of rank them in their order of like, oh, where does this fit within the mid-card?
Yeah. So, all right, that goes there. WrestleMania 7 in the retirement match.
air quoting, in case you didn't notice that part.
There were air quotes. Randy Savage, Ultimate Warrior. Where does that rank, Tim?
Mid-card.
I would be inclined to agree, simply because, no offense, Warrior, not the greatest worker in the world. Also, as we got that moment of, like, Randy and Elizabeth uniting at the very end, but it also is kind of lessened by the fact that it was Randy Savage's retirement match, but it wasn't. It would have more impact if it had actually been, like, the retirement. But as a match of itself, Savage and Warrior, yeah, mid-card.
So this is the second of the two matches that they had one-on-one at WrestleMania. This is the finale, Career versus Streak, Shawn versus Taker. Tim, where does that go?
The second one that they had. Like, this was the third one, that isn't it?
No.
They only had two WrestleMania matches.
Only had two at WrestleMania. That's right. Well, the first match that they had was like, you know, Todd, that bitch. And then son of a bitch, the following, they did. This one, absolute off the hook main event.
Right.
Main, done, move.
Okay, above Austin Rock? Right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry, it was Shawn's retirement. It was him and, as Tim said, it was that, all right, we put together one hell of a WrestleMania match. Oh, shit, we just topped it.
Yeah. Okay. Rock, Hogan, 18. Right? Oh,
everything included with it all, including Toronto, including how they pivoted in match. I would give this main between what we've got right now. Taker Shawn is ahead of it, but I think Austin Rock is behind it.
Okay.
Because you took one of your hottest stars, you turned him heel during the match, and then you turned him face at the very end of it.
Yeah. Do you agree, Tim? Do you have a different spot for it?
Mania 18. Where was that? Where did that take place?
Toronto,
Ontario, Canada.
That's right. Who turned Hogan?
The people.
The Toronto fans. Weirdverse.
The fans. Literally, The Rock switched the finish mid-match. Because The Rock was supposed to win that one.
Rock won that one. No, he won that one. Hogan still lost.
Oh, yeah.
But they did the handshake, and then the NWO came out and attacked Hogan, and then Rock came and attacked the NWO. And then they had a pose-off and completely one-upped the main event.
Yeah. So, is it main event, semi-main event? Where does it go, Tim?
Oh, no, that was main event. Just with what happened.
End of an era, Hell in a Cell, Hunter and Taker, Shawn's the ref.
Main. Tim.
Okay. Main?
Main.
Tim?
Yeah, begrudgingly, main.
I'm not begrudging anything. It belongs in the main for what all happened.
Okay, is it above Shawn and Taker?
No.
No.
Okay. Is it above Hogan and Rock?
That's a tough one.
Yes.
Okay, then that's where we'll leave it.
I would put it there.
Same Mania, Rock Cena. Once in a lifetime.
Part two.
No, part one.
Oh, part one. This is the one where Rock pulled the hernia.
Once in a lifetime. Yeah, no, for me, this is semi-main.
I'd give it semi.
Okay, we can go with that. Charlotte, Sasha, Becky, 32 for the new women's championship. What do you think, Brian?
I would put that semi for the new women's title because I think there's other women's matches that belong ahead of it.
Do you agree, Tim?
For me, this was a low tier main event.
Low tier main event, high semi main event. Where do you got? So we do. Do we go put in the main event, Brent? Do you agree at the low end of it, or do you want to stick it in semi?
I'd stick it very front of the semi.
Do you agree with that, Tim?
Yeah.
Begrudgingly?
Begrudgingly. at the end of the day, I think it's sort of like six of one, half a dozen of the
other. I know. It's just filling it out because we have many more to go. And the match people consider the biggest match ever, Hogan, Andre, WWE title, WrestleMania 3.
I remember when we had Al Snow on, and Al Snow schooled a certain individual who was and might still be an independent professional wrestler, trying to say that a certain other match on this card was a big deal, but this one absolutely sold that pay-per-view. The entire thing was built around these two guys.
Okay, but where does it sit?
This one definitely, definitely main event.
Agree, disagree, Brent?
For a moment, I would put main. For a match, I would put semi.
So it's not top end of main, middle of main? Is it above Rock Hogan?
Yes.
Is it below end of an era?
Now, I'm saying, I'm not placing it where I'm placing it because it was a good match.
No, I'm just trying to be.
That
place
wasn't
it.
The thing. It was the spectacle. The whole bit.
That's the whole thing. It's not just based on wrestling. It's the whole.
Yeah, it's right near the top of the main event.
So it's
like two or three.
So it's between End of an Era and Hogan Rock. Is that agreeable?
That'll work.
Okay.
It'll probably get moved around as we go. Brian Kofi 35.
I'd put that one semi-main event. Good match.
I'd put it right in front of Rock Cena. Good match, good significance of it as well.
Okay. Now, we talked about, right now, the current one is Shawn Taker career versus streak. Now we're at the original one at 25. Where does that rank?
That's the main event. Right behind Andre and Hogan.
I could see it there between Rock Hogan and Andre Hogan. I do think their second was better. The first is good. Oh, good. You have the photo where Taker basically head plants himself.
Yep. That's the picture I found. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Taker swan dive.
Yep. We relived that. And they put that in the video game. So that was a cool. Yep. Anyway.
Lindsay, you will have your chance to do this on Thursday.
Brett Austin, no DQ submission. Ken Shamrock is the special referee from 13. I'll let Tim give us
Tim,
the...
you go first.
This was the pre-genesis to the Attitude Era. You turned two wrestlers literally at the same time. It was huge. This one, and even Austin says, this one made him. And it was the first time Austin did color as well. It's a main event.
Wait, he did match analysis while he was in the match?
No, not... Don't be a smartass, smartass. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
So where are we placing this one? Main event, but where? Where does it? Or Brent, do you disagree on main event?
No, it's a main because you had one of your bigger stars. I mean, this was a blood feud going into the match, no pun intended. But you also, during the match, made one of your next superstars for the, like, next 5 to 7 years easily.
Okay, so where does it fit in the main?
I'd put it right behind Hogan Andre.
I'd put it behind Shawn Taker one.
Well, that's technically still behind Hogan Andre, so we'll put it there.
The reason that I've got it directly behind Hogan Andre is because it was a very good match, very solid. Yeah, it wasn't quite off the hook as Taker Michaels one. But it was more significant. It was a bigger deal with what it did. And so for me, that's why it should be right behind Hogan Andre as the lineup currently is.
Oh, he made a good case. So there it goes. Shawn Jericho 19.
You might need to expand your window on Twitch, Rock.
I will.
Okay.
I gave myself room for that.
Shawn Jericho. This was after Jericho put him into the Jarratron, right?
No. This was the original. This was the first encounter.
Oh.
When he came back. This was Shawn's, like, comeback season.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. Okay.
The kick in the balls after the match.
Yeah.
I put this one semi.
Right?
I'll go semi main for this.
Above? What is it? Above Rock Cena? Above Kofi Mania?
Above, right now, I put this, like, in the pole position.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
But at the top of it. Our next one is Bianca and Becky 38 for the SmackDown Women's title.
Semi-main, second spot.
Yeah, put it ahead of the triple threat.
Okay. Edge, Taker, world title 24.
Taker. Oh my god, it's Taker.
semi.
I'm just trying to, like, I'm agreeing with Brent. I'm just trying to figure out whereabouts in the semi.
Because I think something else is going to go much higher than it.
Do you put it ahead of Bianca Becky or right behind it?
Behind.
Right behind Bianca Becky.
Okay. Sean Flair.
Retirement name. Match.
Retirement well, match.
Retirement match.
WWE.
Sorry. Bam. Right to the face.
WWE sorry, retirement. Yeah.
It's a main.
Yep.
Good match. Fantastic moment at the end.
Where in it?
That's kind of cool that we can see your Discord.
My Discord? I mean, Discord.
No, you're.
That was another browser.
Yeah, the tier window was in there. That's what he
meant. I'm reshaping it. That's all.
Since
Okay, I thought it was Discord.
Before Rock Hogan.
Do you agree with that, Tim?
That puts it between Shawn Taker 1 and Rock Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Brian Batista Orton, WWE World Title 30.
This is one where they begrudgingly gave in to the fans and gave Daniel the title, hey?
Yes.
And Brian fought Hunter to start the show.
For that reason alone, I put it in last place currently on the main event.
It's definitely a main event.
But it's last place on the main event?
Let me see. Okay. What is currently in the last spot?
Austin Rock, 15.
I'd put it just above that one, if that's me.
Okay, that works. Becky, Ronda, Charlotte, both women's titles on the line, 35.
This one's hard because I'm balancing the moment versus the match.
No, what was the bigger deal, the moment or the match? The moment was the bigger deal.
Yes, but I'm also, like, that's not going to put it at the very front end of the main event grouping.
No, if we are putting this in the main event, then it's near the caboose, if not the caboose. But it's still main event.
Oh, yeah, I know it's main. I'm just like, this is where I'm saying I'm balancing the match between the moment, because the moment moves it further up the line. But the match, when you compare it to things like, you know, Hogan Rock and the triple threat, it's like.
So is it right below Hogan Rock?
I'd put it one more back.
See, I'm weighing it more on like cultural impact.
So where do you have it, Tim? Above or above the Bryan Matt triple threat or below it?
Below the triple threat, the Daniel Bryan.
Do you agree, Bryant? Does that work?
I'll do that because I will make the same case for something else.
Bianca Sasha, SmackDown Women's Title 37.
That goes in front of the triple threat that we just talked about. Because that has
I'm not arguing that.
Because we have not only a good match between the two of them, but you have the cultural significance of two women, especially two women of color, in the main event. Rock, one more forward.
Okay. All right. Cody there. Seth, 38.
Semi-main event.
Yeah, semi. It
will... But near the top.
Below Sean Jericho? Below Bianca Becky?
Below Bianca Becky.
Okay. Austin Rock, 17.
Oh, the corporate championship.
Vince then joined aligns with Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Semi-main event for me, but like top tier.
In front of Austin Rock 1.
Okay, so to balance that, that has to go behind it, since he has a top of semi, but you have it above that, so it has to go below it based on your average, right?
Sure. I'll give you that.
I'm just going off of how you guys placed it.
I understand.
17, Edge, Christian, Dudley's, Hardy's, the TLC match.
God.
Not the original ladder one. This is the TLC one.
This isn't Jeff getting speared off of the championship.
No, this is. No, this is. That's this one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That is this one.
That's this one.
I couldn't remember if that was the TLC one. I thought it was just the ladder.
No, this that was TLC. That was the one.
The moment.
I just watched an interview the other day, Bubba talking about this particular match. They had it all figured out. It took them almost a week to try to get this all sorted out. And one person who had no original input just said, well, why don't you just push Jeff so he's swinging into the spear? And they're like, shit.
Where does it fall?
Oh,
No, no, Jeff was the one that fell. Main for the fact that it is a iconic TLC with all three teams, and people to this day still talk about that goddamn match.
Yeah.
But where?
Well, it's going to be near the bottom, but where?
Above or below Austin's?
Above.
Below the triple threats?
Yes.
Okay.
Is where I would... I don't know if Tim would put them ahead of the triples.
I'm good with it.
This one comes to us via Keishi Matsunaga. This was his selection. 38, Sammy, Johnny, Knoxville.
I want to know where Keishi would put it.
Well, you can ask him next week on WTR Sunday Night.
All things considered, I'd put top of mid card.
What's top of mid card right now?
Warrior Savage. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely ahead of Warrior Savage, but yeah, mid card. I mean, it was a fun match and cute and everything, but it was just another, you know, celebrity getting into the ring.
Batista.
I think Keishi summed it up when he talked about its inclusion. As a match itself, probably not the greatest thing in the world. As entertainment value, highly entertaining, but that's where it fits about top of the mid card, is the match doesn't really send anything home, but you still kind of left it going, that was kind of fun for about 5-10 minutes, and Sammy sold the shit out of it.
Also, so far, no openers.
We have a lot of top 40s.
I'm just saying, nothing's hit the opener category. That's my point. We have to reclarify what it was to Tim. Because we're at number 25, WrestleMania 21, Batista, Triple H, World Heavyweight Title.
Okay, we've got no openers. I'll put this one in the opener.
Thumbs down? The original thumbs down you give to the opening section?
Where do you put it, Brent?
I'll put it bottom of mid.
Do you agree, Tim? Would you give it bottom mid?
No. Yeah, well, you know, it's 6-1, half a dozen of the other, right? Nobody's in the opener, but I wouldn't go any higher than mid-card with this.
Don't worry, I have an opener. It's coming up.
Okay.
Ricky Steamboat, Randy Savage, IC title, WrestleMania 3.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Here's your opener.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Kidding, of course.
This match is still being used today as an instructor's aid at wrestling schools.
But where does it fit?
Semi-main event, number 4.
So ahead of Taker and Edge?
That's how you would place it. Do you agree?
And behind Cody and Seth.
No, ahead of Cody and Seth.
Do you agree, Brent?
One more question, Tim. Becky and Bianca.
Becky and Bianca, that was like very culturally significant and important in several different ways. So not ahead of them.
I'd put it ahead of them.
Give me a case, Brent.
I think Bianca and Sasha is the more culturally significant match. Becky versus Bianca was Becky had made her surprise return at SummerSlam. Mania was Bianca picking up the win over the man.
Say no more, you sold me.
But
there you go. That's perfect. All right. Rhea Charlotte, SmackDown Women's Title, 39.
Oh.
Okay, so Charlotte Rhea 2.
Yeah.
Not the one, yeah, it's not COVID Mania, it's the other one.
Mm-hmm.
It's Charlotte's You Got Me. Oh, that was a good match. Semi-main, though.
Okay. Do you agree, Tim?
Fourth place, semi-main.
Brent?
So, ahead of Cody and Seth.
Tell you the truth, yes.
Okay, I'll stick with that.
I would put this ahead of Cody and Seth. It was more important.
Shawn Angle, WrestleMania 21.
Shawn? Vulcan out of Star Trek?
What's a Star Trek?
Yeah, there you go. Brent would probably pick up on that one.
Yes.
HBK, yeah, Kurt Angle, WrestleMania 21.
Kurt getting one over on Shawn.
Where's it go?
Mid card.
Wow.
Brent?
I was going to put semi for that. Maybe mid to low end of it, but Tim's going straight mid. Wow.
So where do you guys agree for it?
I'd put it before Cena Rock.
UK was semi main, Tim, for that's the tail end with it?
I guess.
All right. Shawn Brett, Mania 12 Iron Man match for the WWE Championship, Tim.
Oh, this is a main event. Absolutely incredible. Very well done. A great story. And unlike Iron Man matches that we have been treated to for the last 20 fucking years, this one had one pin and people were glued to the match. And it took overtime for that one pin. These two guys delivered something absolutely incredible, and it was only marred by Sean's big mouth at the end of the match.
So where does it fit? Brent, where is it main event, Brent?
If it's main, it's low-end main. It's certainly not up in the front.
Fourth up from the bottom.
So above TLC, above Rock Austin's. Do you agree, Brent?
Behind TLC.
I think that's a compromise for you guys. Okay, WrestleMania 5.
Absolutely, that would be a compromise.
5. Ooh.
Hogan Savage, WrestleMania 5, WWE title.
Ooh, yeah.
Mid.
Really?
I think it'd be top mid, but it's mid.
I was going to put it bottom semi.
I think it would go in front of Knoxville and Sammy, but behind Brett and Piper as the bottom of semi-main. So top of the mid card is where I would put it.
I think that's a fair placement based on where you guys have it. All right, we can figure that out. Hogan Warrior, WrestleMania 6, title v.
Opener.
Opener.
I'm putting the fucking opener. I'm sorry. It is a clusterfuck of a match.
Okay.
And the icing on the cake was Hulk Hogan no selling the three count.
Well, not even that. Hogan had to carry someone in a match, if that tells you something.
Hey, not for the first 2 minutes.
That's any Warrior match.
That's any Warrior match. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
There are so many
awkward moments in that match. Hell, it was one of our WTR riffs long ago.
It was. All right. Savage Flair, WrestleMania 8.
Mid.
Agree? Disagree, Tim?
Middle of the mid.
So right next to Warrior and Savage. Okay. Gunther, Sheamus, McIntyre, 39, IC title.
Oh, right smack dab in the middle of semi-main for this one.
I'll give you that.
So, below or above Undertaker Edge?
Just below.
All right. Hogan and Mr. T. Edge and Foley, hardcore match, WrestleMania 22.
This one, mid-card.
That's the flaming table spot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give mid, because I want to say, like, right after this, Mick Foley sided with Edge, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give
mid. So above Johnny and Sammy?
Yes.
All right. Now it's Hogan and Mr. T versus Paul Orndorff and Roddy Piper from WrestleMania 1.
Bottom of opener. That's my opinion.
This is an opener, but I got to put it. Oh shit!
You got two. Is it above Hogan Warrior or above? That's your two. It's your option.
It was a better match than Hogan Warrior. It was the story leading up to it and the whole bit, and this is all part of rock and wrestling, and right when wrestling was going mainstream. Opener number one.
Okay.
Okay, I'll put it at top of opener. If, Tim, you would agree that Piper versus Mr. T would absolutely be the bottom of opener if it was on this list, right?
If it was on the list, it would be a dogfight.
Okay. Eddie and Angle, WWE title 20.
Oh, part of WrestleMania 20 we can talk about. Okay.
The main event.
The main event. I thought Hunter Sean was the main event with no winner.
No. This was the moment.
Damn it. Okay.
Where's the fit?
This is solidly somewhere in the middle of semi. Actually, the bottom half of semi.
Right in front of Kurt Sean.
Okay. Street fight. Shane and Vince. 17.
Odd.
Mid-card.
I'll give you that.
Where?
Probably near the bottom.
Put it between Savage Flair and Savage Warrior.
Okay. Shawn Razor, WrestleMania 10, ladder match, IC title.
Oh, God, that's a main event, hands down. Just don't know where.
This is the first time in WWE there was a ladder match, and it was touted as the first ever ladder match, which is bullshit, because the first ever ladder match in professional wrestling took place in Calgary when there were still territories. But that being said, significance of it and the whole bit. Yeah, I can't disagree.
Where?
It's main event, lower tier.
Where, Brent?
Trying to see where main... There we go. Scroll up a little more. I'm trying to see what they all are. I'd put it ahead of Brett Shawn.
Okay. Brett Owen. Same Mania, WrestleMania 10.
This one should have been a main event, an actual main event match with the title on the line. This was an absolute classic lesson in professional wrestling. And all jokes about bias aside, literally two of the best wrestlers on the roster at that time going head-to-head is what this was. And two of the best wrestlers all time, WWE, WWF, going head-to-head.
What's its spot?
This is massive. This one, I'm putting this one main event. Top third, right behind Flair.
Right.
Right behind Flair?
Yeah, right behind Flair and Shawn.
Oh, behind Flair, Shawn, ahead of Rock Hogan. I'll give you that.
Okay. And our last one, the Boneyard match, Undertaker, AJ Styles.
Look, that was just a lot of fun, and it was really entertaining and enjoyable, but that was a COVID match. If I were to say it was opener, that would give everybody the wrong idea because it wasn't. And like this one was a totally different thing. It was like a miniature movie, for fuck's sakes, rather than a wrestling match. I got to put this, lower half of the mid card.
I'd put it front of mid ahead of Hogan and Savage. This was Taker's last match. And even though it wasn't a quote unquote match, it sent him out the right way. Riding off on the cycle, burying AJ.
So you have it at the top of the mid card. Tim has it middle card.
Yeah. If you split the difference, it goes second.
Okay.
So you'd have it behind Hogan Savage, but in front of Foley and Edge.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Hogan Savage, bigger deal.
We have our list.
Just under an hour.
Just under an hour.
I have an apple pie in the oven.
Perfect timing then, because that'll do it for WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to stream more My Rise in WWE 2K24 about 9:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll go about an hour to an hour and a half. Burn through some of that story mode. Because the following week, we're doing WrestleMania simulations on those 2 days. Thursday night, we're going to do this list again. But this time, it's me and Lindsay on the rack redoing this entire bit. I have a feeling we're going to have some different positioning for some stuff. It's a hunch.
That's fine. Lindsay can have her say. That's why we're doing it on 3 shows.
Exactly. I disagree with some of your placements.
That's fine. We can hear yours and discuss how wrong you are as well.
By the way, hi, Lindsay.
Yeah, 10 p.m. Eastern. Friday night, GM Battles, 10 p.m. Eastern. Me and Brent face off in WWE 2K by GM mode. I have injuries. Brent has lack of money.
I'm making up ground, though. Making up ground.
It'll be interesting to see how things play out. Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's WTR Game Night featuring Uno this week. Once again, because we did Uno on Saturday, we'll do it again. Because that was a lot of fun. Casey joined us for a little while. Hopefully it does again this Saturday. Following that will be CB Radio, where they'll get their chance to do this whole thing.
All over again.
Plus, they'll make their WrestleMania picks. But next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, the WrestleMania preview live right here on WTR Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. They're going to go through all 14 matches, hopefully, by then.
We should have a Casey, too.
We will have the return of one Keishi Matsunaga starting next Sunday. So he's back.
Yay!
Just in time for WrestleMania. We'll give you the full WrestleMania lowdown for all the scheduling next Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. Tim's on the social media.
I hang out on Twitter. Yeah, you can find me at Flames Forums. Talking about a whole bunch of different things. Baseball sucks, but I'll be talking, about that. I only say baseball sucks because I'd rather play it than watch it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, follow me at Flame Squirms for a whole bunch of different reasons.
Brent?
You can find me on Twitter, X, whatever the heck it's called, at Kane Kittens. You can also find me on Instagram and Threads at Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens, whatever kind of amalgamation it is on there. Basically, you can find me most places just with some variation of either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. Yeah.
Casey's got social media. You can follow him on Twitter. On Twitter or X or Twixer, whatever you want to call it. Kyle Driver, like Pile Driver, but with a K instead of a P. He's got a Redbubble shop. You can find that. He's also doing Instagram.
Yeah.
Holy cow, Casey, you're all over the place.
He is. Link in the description for his Redbubble. Do the thing. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit code ROCKSTOCK in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Because hashtag Epic Partner. We will see you all week long for content as we gear up for WrestleMania. Right here at twitch.tv/W2Live. Tim, send us home.
Yeah, everybody, have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you throughout the week, either on the website or social media. Behave. Don't do anything I would.